for New York, Rudy Giuliani, says Obama is repeating the mistake of history with the September 11th trial decision. Have you heard about it? So we'll jump to that during this hour of America Tonight. Plus, speaking of Gitmo, an Illinois prison is being considered for those detainees. The governor loves it, says the proposal is a great opportunity to create jobs in an area where unemployment is way over 10%. The Colts with some last-minute heroics, football-wise anyway, for Week 10 in the NFL on a Sunday night game. It was our nail-the-score game. Did anybody nail the score? We'll get to all of that. I will give you a hint. The Colts did beat the Patriots, so if you pick the Patriots, you're definitely not in the money on that one. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be here with you on America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those spots in between listening. Remember, you can always go to our website, americatonight.net. If you get sleepy and you don't get the whole show, you can click on what you missed. Right now, we got a great interview and a bunch of interviews, actually, that are posted on there, including one with Jeff Atticott, our law expert here on America Tonight, who talked about visiting Guantanamo over a year ago and being spit at and having feces thrown at him and all that sort of stuff. But more to the point, the idea of closing Guantanamo, how it won't happen, yet this push is still on to move the inmates from Gitmo by January and house them somewhere in the United States. And in the midst of all of that, this happened late on Friday. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, announced that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed would get his wish, in fact, that he would be tried at the expense of the American people and would not be tried in a military tribunal. In fact, it would be a federal court blocks away from the Twin Towers, or now Ground Zero, because the towers obviously aren't there since 9/11. The mayor, who oversaw the rescue and the recovery in the wake of those horrible, horrible, gut-wrenching attacks to our country, said on the Sunday Swirl, he was on a couple of different programs, that the president is really only giving Khalid Sheikh Mohammed his greatest wish, and it is coming at all of our expense. And asked over and over again, why would the administration use the tribunals for other suspects but not the September 11th conspirators? Why do the tribunals for some and go in a different direction? So what is the war on terror? Why wouldn't he be tried in a military tribunal? He's a war criminal. It was an act of war. But that's not going to happen. So there's a lot of backlash on this. A civilian trial gives the defendants, certainly this defendant, a lot of rights. He is now considered an ordinary criminal. And this is, to me, a huge platform for anti-American rhetoric. They're going to spew all kinds of things and spin all kinds of things, I think, out of the courtroom. And more importantly, the cost of the security expenses in New York City, the risk of an attack, the added risk of an attack, you can't completely turn a blind eye to that. You know, even the former U.S. Attorney General Michael Mukasey is criticizing what the Obama folks are deciding to do here, saying that a federal civilian trial, according to our standards of U.S. law, is not a victory for the United States. It's a victory for would-be terrorists. But certainly there are some that feel, no, this is the right way to go, because you're blocks away from what he did. He's right there. So now it's an open trial. People can go, and they can go and look him in the face. Now, here was what I would be curious about. The federal officials, at least, we know this, they're expected to seek the death penalty in this case. They better, or I think they'll have a lot of people. They'll have a bigger backlash than they're having now. But I still believe this should have been done through a military tribunal. In the meantime, we'll see who's moved over. Well, what do you think, America? 800, it's your dollars. 800-259-5791. Tomas in Michigan, you get the first crack at this. Hello.
You know, Kate, Democrats had reacted to the first World Trade bombing in 93 the way the Republicans reacted to the second World Trade bombing in 2001, we never would have had the second one. Think about that. You know?
Yeah.
But the first time, we treated it like a crime. We put an old blind dude in jail, and then we called it a victory.
Yeah.
You know? Now, bringing this guy to court, you know, one of the I have in the past listened to other talk radio shows. I had to, that's like confession for me. Mm-hmm. Father, I have phone, you know, but I'm thinking we can, you know, a good talk radio host, what I wanted to say is a good talk radio host sometimes will make you just change what you were going to say because they're bringing out the really hot stuff. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to have to say this. Maybe we should turn this around, Kate. Maybe we should say, bring it over here, baby. I want him right here because I'm going to be right at that court, and we're going to grab that sucker and lynch him like in the old days. Just scared to live and crawl out of him, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Remember the one suspected terrorist who had the trial and was put away ultimately, who was screaming things out in the courtroom and people could see it on closed circuit and all that stuff. We saw how that went down. I think in this case, and you're right, there are a lot of people. I said that. A lot of the suggestions are, well, forget it. You can see him. You can look him in the face. It's an open trial. But I think he sees this as I am the warrior, baby, and the Americans once again let me just come on in here and I'm gonna be able to just mangle this however I want to. And we'll see.
You know,
I mean,
sometimes those cops can look the wrong way and you can have like a Jack Ruby just accidentally just get on by there and all. You never know what can happen, see? You know?
But I think that's what Giuliani was alluding to. He's saying all the money they're going to have to pay for security, forget about it. How are you going to protect this guy when half the people in New York want to kill him with their own bare hands?
What are our Marines supposed to do now? If we're going to treat everything like a crime when it's a war, they're going to have to, like, put yellow tape around the crime scene and worry about contaminating the crime scene. Do the Taliban prisoners get to call, like, an Obama or Osama bin Laden certified Sharia guy, you know, one phone call? I mean, if you can't tell the difference between crime and war, you have no business being in the White House. And I remember when I saw that movie, because you said it was a real good movie, Inglourious Basterds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what hit me when I was watching that movie was, why can't we have a movie like that about Islamic terrorists, you know, about scalping, you know, Taliban and scalping these Sunni and these Shiite terrorists? I mean, why can't we go overboard that way? Anyway.
Oh, yeah, no, that wouldn't be received very well, Tomas. That's the problem. Thanks for the call. I'm hearing you loud and clear. And here's the thing. The reality of it is what is your point of view? This is war, right? It is war. And he is a war criminal. It's tied to 9/11. That is what he's being tried for. So to me, that spells out military tribunal. It's an act of war. He's a war criminal. Mm. Missing the boat once again, 800-259-5791.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This Illinois prison that kind of you got people split on whether this should detain the prisoners from Gitmo, which we heard Congress wasn't going to fund that move in the first place. So maybe something's changed that I'm not aware of. Also, Afghanistan war. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was on the air on the Sunday Swirl talking about it and saying that the administration wants to make sure that the commitment isn't open-ended. So here we go again. What does that mean and what is the strategy? Please, somebody tell us. Kate hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Let's go to Missouri, to Mike in Missouri. Hey, Mike, thanks for the jingle. What's on your mind?
Hey, one thing is crazy. I always follow Tomas. It's crazy. I call it the one thing, I'm a baker. I usually have Sundays work, but I have it off tonight. So I'm going to try to jump around to, like, six different subjects real quick. First, Muhammad, you ever think it's just excuses by Barack Hussein Obama to cover up for his health care plan and stuff? You know, it's just a diversion, an excuse to turn your eyes to look the other way. The prison in Illinois, well, I'm from Missouri. I do not think in any way at all we should bring any terrorists to our soil. The other point I want to get to is HD. I got HD radio. I just got it this week for my wife for an early Christmas present.
Ooh.
And the station is still so hard to hear, and the station I listen to is 97.1 out of St. Louis, and they say they're HD already, but it's so hard to hear even on my HD radio. And the war in Afghanistan, why are we even there, you know?
Well, why are we even there? One second we say, okay, we've got to get there. We have to get the Taliban. Now, notice the little switch. It's all about Al-Qaeda. You're just hearing this now all of a sudden. We really our real goal is to get Al-Qaeda. And there's only 100 Taliban guys in all of Afghanistan. And then you see what's happening to the men and the women that go over there and the IEDs and 70% of them coming back missing limbs and the sacrifices these families make. And I agree with you. Why are we over there? If we're not over there to win and take names and completely snuff out the bad guys, if you will, then why are we doing this half-assed?
I'm trying to re-enlist this spring. I've had both my knees rebuilt I've had a lot go on in the last few years, but I'm a true soldier at heart. I don't back the government that we have right now, but I back the soldiers that we have over at war. I don't know if a lot of people understand that, but that's how I feel. The government we have right now are really the way I personally feel, is they're trying to turn us into a socialist or a communist nation. And I don't believe in that, and I don't trust that at all. I believe that a lot that our forefathers did, you know, our Constitution was 4 pages long. The Declaration was 2 or 3 pages long. The Declaration of Independence was 1 page long, and our Bill of Rights was 2 or 3 pages long. In 1900 pages, they're trying to do our health care bill. There's a lot of hidden things in there. I've read a lot of it, and Miss Dana off the Dana Show, she's read the whole bill by now. A couple weeks ago, she was at page 1300, and she was talking about things in there, and there's so many things in there people just don't understand.
That's right.
I can't tell anybody how to vote, but they need to read it. They need mm-hmm. to read what's going on. Like I said before on your show a year and a half ago, I didn't care about politics. But I'm ready to go back to college now, but I got to reenlist to do that because I don't have the money personally. I'm a very poor man. And I look at America and I see what's going on, and man, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Hey, Mike, the 2 knees that you have to have rebuilt, was it because of service, injuries related to serving?
No, once I was in high school and I had a tumor in my knee, and it actually split the muscle off the front of my knee. And, and during the middle of a football game, I lost the use of my leg. The other time, I'd already served for my service. I did 4 years as Army Reconnaissance for 14 Cav in Schweinfurt, Germany. I've been to Bosnia. I've been to Kosovo. I've been to Macedonia.
So you know when you're saying, like you're saying, what people don't understand, I'm there for the soldiers. Everybody that I've talked to that serves, and you can relate to this, whether they're injured or not, even if they're severely injured, they want to go back because they want to have their brothers back or the women that they serve with. They want to have the soldiers they served with. They want to be there for them. They don't want to leave them. They feel like they're leaving them. That's what it's about, right?
Kate, I'm a 31-year-old Christian, non-denominational, conservative vet who has served my country, and I look at what's going on in my country. It ain't right what's going on here. It ain't right what's going on there. And there's boys dying straight out of high school.
Mm.
I know my job. I'm a decade behind on technology, but I know my job, and there's boys dying. For what I need to be over there showing them what to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, we love it when you call the show. Thank you for your good heart and how you feel about the soldiers and what you've already done. Do we have some applause for Mike? I mean, I love that about him.
Thank
really, you can Kate. You can feel it.
I don't need applause.
But you're keeping it real, so that's good. I can tell the real people from I can keep the real tell the real people from the phony people, so we appreciate your thoughts. I completely understand. You hang in there, okay?
You too, Kate.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Tim in Illinois.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Let me ask you a question. A country that's been to war in Afghanistan has ever defeated one in Afghanistan, so what makes you think that sending more troops over there to die is going to be the answer?
No, I think it's not. I think the problem is the wishy-washiness of what the strategy is, and we've said this before. We saw what happened with the Russians. We see what that terrain is like. We see the situations with IEDs. We see what's happening to the people coming back. So that's why I said if we are committed to it, and that's the strategy, and you believe in what McChrystal's saying, and it's really the generals, I think it's the generals, not the politicians, if you're going to have a war situation. But I almost think it's like we're pretending we're not in a war, and we are. So you're either in the war or you're not. So absolutely, we need to pull them out if we're not committed to this. Pull them out instead of putting more troops in.
Right. I don't agree. I don't think that sending 40 more thousand troops to die or to be in harm's way is worth it. I really don't agree. how we're going to win over there just with violence. You know, I'm just confused about that.
Well, you saw this. You saw this. The ambassador, who was a former general, the ambassador Eikenberry, who's there now, is warning the administration, is saying, listen, you know, we don't want to put more troops here. Are you kidding me? We see with Hamid Karzai is riddled with problems, with corruption, the Afghanistan government.
His own brother, one of the biggest heroin dealers over there.
Exactly. Exactly. So if that's the case, then I don't get this whole thing anyway. You're absolutely right.
I just
don't think you can, you know, it's like in talking to Mike in Missouri. At the same time, we have guys that are over there serving. We have people that are over there serving that are just like sitting ducks. Why are they doing this?
My wife was over there stationed at Camp Salerno, and she came back and just, you know, she said it's just a mess over there. They sometimes don't even know what they're doing over there because, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just don't understand, I don't know what the answer is or solution, but I know, our money, fueling this, war over there. I don't see it going anywhere when we're supporting, heroin dealers and, I don't even see a end in it training their troops, when their government's so corrupt. We should just let them all rot over there.
Tim, and you heard from your wife, so you know she certainly saw it up close and personal. Thanks for the call. And what Tim is saying, how many people agree with that? 800-259-5791. We're going to let you hear what Hillary Clinton says. I think it's what you have to put it into perspective. It's one way or the other. To me, now they're saying, because this ambassador is saying, you know, forget about this. You can't win this. And all of a sudden, first it was, oh, get the Taliban. Now it's Al Qaeda. Also, let's pay Afghanistan people or Taliban to put down their weapons and side with us temporarily. But again, what are we doing there? If what is it? It's certainly not about the spread of democracy then, right? It's not the traditional, okay, we're going to go over there and we're going to set up our form of government. Even the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is saying, oh, that's not the case. We're going to let you hear what she said specifically on Karzai and Afghanistan next on ATN.
What's so crazy about not starving? To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance. But what about food insurance? Water and food are vital to human survival. So what's so crazy about not starving? Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried, which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years. Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com. Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Levity to the show, something that actually Saturday Night Live, for as weak as I think some of the skits are, a lot of times the political things they do are right on the money, and then sometimes poking fun at other media people can be pretty good too. They did a funny thing on Lou Dobbs, we're going to let you hear that. Lou Dobbs, of course, leaving CNN, he says he wasn't fired, he said it was amicable, and of course he was getting a lot of people hot under the collar for the comments that he was making as far as illegal immigration was concerned, and there were a lot of Latino groups that were protesting Lou Dobbs, and he's got a radio show now and a few other things that were brewing. I didn't think he was going to be long for hanging on the airwaves anyway, but we'll let you hear what they said, the show did anyway, when they poked fun of him in a parody that actually if I were him, I would probably laugh about it. It is no laughing matter, though, when we're talking about Afghanistan and, first of all, the lack of what is the strategy. Hillary Clinton disagrees that the administration isn't doing the right thing because she says they're doing the right thing as far as doing what you need to do and combing through and listening to recommendations and all that other stuff and making sure things are in place correctly before sending more troops or deciding what direction that you're actually going in. Well, we've been there 8 years, so hopefully we've had some sort of a direction in those 8 years, although it doesn't seem so, does it? Part of the problem, I think, is Hamid Karzai. He is president again after a dirty election, and then the runoff election gets tanked because the guy who was the closest to him, Abdullah, decides, forget it, this is an affair thing anyway, I don't want to be part of it. And Karzai's brother is making money off of the drugs in Afghanistan, and there's massive corruption there in the government, and that's, I think, the number one thing you have to look at. Okay, we're going to back this guy, but he's riddled with corruption. It's touching him in all directions, and this government is going to be a government of what when we're done? Anyway, here's what Hillary Clinton said on one of the Sunday talk shows. She was on the ABC show with George Stephanopoulos. Here was her take first on Karzai.
Our highest obligation is to the American people. It is to do everything we can to make sure that America is secure, that our allies, our interests around the world are protected. And that is what we're focused on. Now, we believe that President Karzai and his government can do better. We've delivered that message. Now that the election is finally over, we're looking to see tangible evidence that the government, led by the president, but going all the way down to the local level, will be more responsive to the needs of the people, will deliver the services that the people of Afghanistan want, who do not want a return to the Taliban, but they want a government that actually can function on their behalf, and that together we and our allies in the international community will help them to build a security force that can take care of their security going forward.
All right, speaking of going forward, what about the president and how he's handling Afghanistan? And this is what she said to Stephanopoulos.
Well, I think the president said it very well in talking to some of the brave young men and women in uniform when he stopped at Elmendorf. What he's been doing in the last weeks is testing every single assumption, asking for evidence, asking for dissenting opinions. I mean, he has conducted an extraordinary effort to make sure that the decision he makes is rooted in his best judgment as to what is in the national security interest of the United States. And I believe that's a case that can be made to the American people. I have no doubt about that. Now, look, I understand that there will be people who are maybe critical or unconvinced or not persuaded. But I think the majority of Americans will know that this president has gone the extra mile, in fact, more than that, to make sure that whatever decision he makes is in the best interest of our country, that it is aimed at making our country more secure and supporting our men and women in uniform as they fulfill the mission.
Yeah, I think I would have to take a flyer on that. We disagree there, definitely, because I don't think enough was done quickly enough the second that he got in office. That's part of the problem. And again, the big question looms. Why are we there protecting poppy fields? Give us a different answer. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al.
Yeah, I think we should bomb the training camps and headquarters in Pakistan and then get the heck out of there. But, you know, hey, you mentioned Saturday Night Live. When Saturday Night Live starts to do skits about the U.S. Senate, who is going to play Al Franken?
That's a good question. Probably the one guy, Fred, what's his name? He would probably be pretty good at it. But, yeah, he plays himself the best.
And, Kate, does Obama have any brothers or sisters who aren't Muslims or communists? He's got a brother in China who is a piano player, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book about how Obama's father was a no good drunk who beat up his wives. I don't know how many wives Obama's dad had, but it seems like if you want to be a good Democrat president, you got to have a crazy brother. Carter had a crazy brother. Clinton had a crazy brother, and now he's got this communist brother. He's got a communist brother in China who's a big fan of a. So he's got the endorsement of his communist brother in China. Do you know how many other brothers and sisters Obama has?
Just those two is what I know, the brother and the sister. That's it.
Yeah. And also, Kate, you know, I'm getting awfully tired about hearing all of these people up here. I don't know about the States, but up here in Canada, every day we get this propaganda how the Islam religion, Muslim religion, is a religion of peace and love and truth and tolerance and diversity. Can you name me one country, you know, you can cut me off if you like, but can you name me one country, one Muslim country in Africa or Asia where there's a thriving Christian, where there is freedom of religion? Can you name me one Muslim country where they have freedom of religion? Where Christians and Jews can thrive and practice their religion? In Indonesia, they're burning down Christian churches quite regularly, but you never hear about that.
No, you're absolutely right. That's what a lot of people are, well, I shouldn't say a lot of people. When questioned about the peace and love and all that stuff, the counterattack to that is exactly what you just said, Al. And certainly, I mean, look at Iran, what happened in Iran with their bogus elections and, you know, exactly. Look at the Middle East and that hornet's nest and other countries, and you're right. I agree. Absolutely.
Can I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Roseanne Cash, Johnny Cash's daughter, have you ever heard of her?
Yes.
Roseanne Cash. She was up here in Canada, and she must be a really left-wing Democrat. She was up here in Canada, and she's all bent out of shape now because apparently they were playing Roseanne Cash CDs to the prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. The prisoners in Guantanamo Bay were getting played Roseanne Cash CDs, and Roseanne Cash is all mad because they were using her CDs to torture the terrorists in Guantanamo Bay, the prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. So what kind of how stupid is she? She's claiming that her music is torture.
Yeah, I knew there was a joke in there. Thanks, Al.
Thanks,
take care. Yeah, she wasn't the only one. No, there's this whole blowback thing of the musicians from supposedly what that was called, torture, where the music was played over and over again, that are coming forward and saying Gitmo needs to close. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to the soldier who called before, had both of his knees replaced.
Mike, yeah.
Yeah, as you know, I haven't served, but my great uncles, my uncle, my father all served. He wants to go back because, like the speech that Mel Gibson gave in Braveheart, he'd rather die on the battlefield with your brothers and sisters in arms than come back and never have been there. It's like cowards like me who get on the phone and talk about it. But I want to say thank you to him, and it's up to the rest of us to step up. But this is what you must do in the 2 minutes you can give me on this radio. There's a lot of things I want to talk about, but I won't go into them because we have all week. The November 23rd issue of National Review, Bing West, who was in the Marine Infantry, and he was the Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs in the Reagan administration, he writes a column about Outpost Man Bear Pig. I guess they got the name from the kids' South Park, in Afghanistan. I know reading is the bane of talk radio, but in this column, if you can't get the magazine, he basically talks about how the Marines do these patrols, okay? The Taliban's people that are doing the poppy seeds, the farmers, will not expose the Taliban because the Taliban will cut their head off.
Right.
He talks about how the Marines go on patrol, and they have to carry all this gear, and the Taliban fighters, the local police in Afghanistan that we've trained turn a blind eye to what they call the watchers that are called, quote-unquote, dickers. Mm-hmm. They expose the Marines, and they show the Taliban where the Marines are. Okay, so we train these Afghan army, and they're fighting against us. They know, it says, listen to this quote. Our soldiers know that the Afghans are happy to accept what we give them, but do not reciprocate by turning against the Taliban. The elders don't raise militia or secure recruits for the army, and they don't fight. Okay, end quote. So we're training them, they're turning against us. Bing West is a great American, but he said it's going to cost us $20 to $40 billion a year for the unforeseeable future. And it goes on to say that the tribal elders will not wean their young men from the Taliban without aggressive American patrols. Listen to this, quote, risk avoidance regulations handed down from the top are frustrating our rifle companies, end quote. So our military is trying to fight, and the lawyers on top are telling them, risk avoidance, don't fight. We're spending money, and the Taliban is against us. The farmers are against us because just outside, not far from this outpost, is a town called, Marja, which is one of the biggest drug trapping in insurgent outposts. Marines can't attack there. So I urge people to get this November 23rd issue and read what this guy says. There's no reason for us to be there. He goes on to say the Afghan forces, listen to this quote, must mature and grow stronger and be willing to fight the fundamentalists that they face. We've been there 8 years. How much more money, blood, and treasure do we need before they find the strength to fight for their own damn country?
Yeah.
It's time to get out. I love you, baby.
All right. He makes a great point, Mark does. It's $1 million per soldier in Afghanistan that we are paying. And for what? For what if this is not something we can even have a shot at victory? 800-259-5791.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The Secretary of State goes on one of the Sunday talk shows and basically it doesn't even allude to, but says that the administration pretty much has put the bar a little bit lower for success in this war, saying that they have no illusions about the Afghanistan war and that they want to make sure that the U.S. commitment in the country isn't open-ended while the president is drafting this new strategy, stressing that the group in Washington is looking for an exit strategy and that they're not thinking they can transform the country into a modern democracy, which originally what was the deal in sending the troops, killing the Taliban, getting Al-Qaeda, etc. And now you got to think, and what I heard from my source in the Pentagon months ago seems more true, I think, than ever. Supposedly, the 40,000 that McChrystal wanted was no way he was going to get that. It was going to be more like 15. Then there's a reason to say, well, you know, we couldn't commit all the troops, and then look at the situation here, and now we've changed the goal, because what is it we're trying to do? We see that there's problems with the Karzai government and, you know, on and on. Then you got a list of excuses a mile long, and that certainly doesn't help the family of the people who are serving and the soldiers themselves that have given so much time and effort, not to mention the injuries and coming back, not to mention losing their friends, their brothers in arms. Mark is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Kate. I wanted to call in to try to give a little perspective. I've been listening to the show for a while, and last few weeks I know you've been disappointed with the White House's policy. I just, you know, remind you that he did, within the first 30 days of being in office, added 21,000 more troops, increasing our levels there almost by 40% from the highest level we ever had troops in theater. I remember when we did the surge in Iraq, they were constantly asking for time for it to work. So it's been roughly 9 months. President Karzai is Bush and Cheney's choice. During the last 3-4 years, the production of opium and poppy has reached record levels. I mean, I really hope that Blackwater and Cheney aren't somehow linked in exporting it and, you know, profiting from this. As the previous caller was saying, the Marines are being told not to try to interdict, to wipe it out.
Right.
Unfortunately, General McChrystal had gone public and made his feelings, out in the open. General Petraeus, who is the theater commander, who's in charge of that whole region, has not asked for an increase in troops, at least not publicly.
Right.
I'm really impressed at how well they're taking a look at this, rather than just kicking the ball, down the street as Bush and Cheney did. They've killed more key Al-Qaeda leaders and members in the last 9 months than the Bush-Cheney plan did in the last 3 years with these drones. They're finally putting pressure on Pakistan while Bush would not, cross that border, wasn't working. 7 years, he couldn't find Osama.
So let's wrap it up. So you're saying, listen, I agree with what the Obama administration's doing and what we just heard with Hillary Clinton. So if the strategy is, now I agree with the one thing you said about the drones. I thought they should have gone with the drones anyway. There should have been more drones than soldiers, because if it was working and it was meaning it's effective, then why have the bodies? If that works that way, then why not do that? If you've got people trained and they're not in harm's way, let's go that way. You see these IEDs, you see
these
bombs.
Possible civilian collateral.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the problem there. So you're saying, give the Obama administration some more time.
6 weeks. Give them 4 to 6 weeks to have a real plan rather than what we've seen the last couple of years in that theater.
All right. Hey, Mark, fair enough. I'm going to say bravo for defending the way you're looking at it. So, Mark, and we'll see what other people say. Mark in Missouri says, give him more time. See, I agree with what he's saying. They did inherit this. There's no question. I mean, this was not started by Obama, but I think it should have been something that they started working on, hitting the ground running. Mike is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kate. It's me again. First of all, I want to thank the guy that thanked me. But it has nothing to do with a lot of what he's saying. Imagine, I actually think we should send the troops. Imagine if you're in a foxhole and you're shooting at your target and you tell your commander on the radio, I need more troops. And he tells you, I'll think about it for weeks.
Well, yeah, exactly. See, and what Mark was saying is that he was saying, well, look what happened with Bush Cheney, and so now he's only been in there 9 months. But that's what I said. In the beginning, you either trust the general or you don't. So you have to make, I think you make the decision there. The generals are the ones who run the war. It shouldn't be the politicians, because they're going to say exactly what you just said. Remember the guys that got ambushed, and the fact that we had 18 soldiers, well, three were DEA agents, but you had all those people that came back that were killed. It was the worst month in October, because they didn't have any air support. They did exactly what you said. They got on frantically calling for help, and there was no help available.
Kate, there's so much going on right now. Capitol Hill is supposed to be ran, Wall Street, I'm sorry, is supposed to be ran by money. And right now they're running Capitol Hill with finance and with money, and everybody's going for wherever the money is, and it's not right. But before I get off here, I also want to give a shout-out. I've been looking for a guy named Matthew Lingle. He was a soldier with me 10 years ago. He reclassed and became a scout like I was, and I haven't been able to find him since. So if any listener at all knows Matthew Lingle from Missouri, please try to get a hold of him.
All right. You can send it to us through the connection through AmericaTonight.net. Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
I don't know if you remember where you were on 9/11. You remember that?
I was in New York City, yes.
You know what? And you sit back and you think about where you were. Everybody remembers. It was the first act I'd ever witnessed on U.S. soil. And let me tell you something. We have every right over in Afghanistan. Maybe it's a little corrupt over there, and I understand that. But you know what? As far as inheritance stuff, Bush inherited Al-Qaeda with the 93 World Trade Center and other things that went on over the time, USS Cole. So you can't say one inherited something and they're doing so much better in 9 months and another one did in 8 years, because if you want to get technical, we were safer from 2001 to 2008. There was nothing else happened. No World Trade Center bombing with car bombing. USS Cole, we lost sailors. So that's BS there. But it just, listen, when you put a general in charge, that's his job. He knows what's going on. He understands what's going on. He knows that better than any politician sitting up there in Washington, D.C. that has never had to get his hands dirty or never get on his knees and get dirt on his knees from crawling around. And it just really torched me off when people say, well, you know, Obama, and I understand it, and I give them the respect of their opinion, but you can't expect politicians to sit up there and say that stuff. For crying out loud, the one time Bill Clinton struck back on Iraq, he ended up hitting an aspirin pipe.
Yes, totally. Yes, I mean, I totally agree with you on that. It has to be, if I were the president, everyone in my family served. I have not served. I would have to surround myself with people who understand war and know war, and I pick the best person that I thought, and I would put them in charge, and they are my eyes and ears, because I know that's what I have to rely on. That's, like you said, that's what you're delegating to them. And you have to go by that. You're right.
And that's what the president did. He brought in McChrystal. He said he trusted McChrystal. It was a man he knew could do the job and get the job done. So let's send the guy what he needs. My personal opinion, I thought to begin with, we should have just nuked Afghanistan and made it into a vacation spot later on. But it didn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's how, I mean, I'm a firm believer, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And I think we have we need to stop the whole Al-Qaeda Taliban. And it may not end with Afghanistan, but to me, those guys are doing the best job they can. And they're doing it with the resources they have, and they're short on resources. And we need to make sure that we have the best military in the world. We should be giving them the best backing they need, the best support they need. If that's more troops, that's more troops.
All right, short on resources, you drive safely, my friend. He is right about that. All the military that are there now, there was just a blowout piece on 60 Minutes about that. There's not enough people, certainly. So, you can't do this halfway. It either has to be one way or the other. We are certain of that. I think we're all in agreement of that. You can shoot me an email on this or any of the other things, americatonight.net.